Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Barbara, huge Deep Purple fan. I don't know if you knew that about her or not.
And how did we miss this? We may have just had Q on our show.
I don't know if that was Q or not. I think the kid, the 4chan kid, is Q. Don't you think?
I do.
After watching that documentary, I think he's Q.
By the way, Richie Blackmore's birthday today from Deep Purple.
How old is Richie Blackmore?
74 today.
Wow. Good choice on Deep Purple, although, you know, you could have chosen...
76 today, sorry.
Huh?
76, I'm sorry.
You know, you could have... Richie Blackmore was in another amazing band with multiple hits, which I can go to the iPod if you want, because I haven't gone to the iPod in a bit of time here on the show. But do you know what other hit-making band Richie Blackmore was in, Ken Laird?
I do, actually. But...
You do? This one right here. Rainbow. This is probably their biggest hit, I would say. Hit the post on this?
Yes.
Coming up at 10, Gresh and Keefe. It's 9:19 right now. It was good. I hit it.
I get the same old dreams, same time every night. Fall to the ground and I wake up. So I get out of bed, put on my shoes and in my head, fall slide back to the breakup. These four walls are closing in.
Poor Elizabeth. Idea when it comes to classic rock and my music.
Since you've been gone, I'm out of my head, can't take it.
All right, Elizabeth Pajoda has been the guest host this morning, and I apparently, according to the texters, that many of them had not heard you before, had not encountered you before, but you have impressed many of them.
Thank you.
They are very impressed so far.
I appreciate that, guys. Thanks for texting in.
This decision is getting harder and harder, Wiggy.
Yeah, well, it's not my decision. I told you, I'm on the bottom of the barrel.
Maybe we just do it old school with like a blindfold and a dartboard.
Ken my vote. He rips it up and throws it in the trash.
Well, are you saying that you're being suppressed when it comes to voting?
I think I am in this process right now.
I think if you have a dartboard, too, you should have every guest host throw one and see where they land. Hmm. You know, cast of one vote. Yeah. It doesn't have a leaderboard, but just
are
one
darts,
vote.
Are darts okay when it comes to activities during pandemic?
Not indoors. They spread droplets. No.
Certainly problematic.
Especially the metal ones. The plastic ones, maybe you can get away with it, but metal, uh-uh.
The heavier the breathing, the more risk.
I can never get the dart to stick.
What?
I think that might be a strength issue.
Yeah.
It would throw it harder.
It would always fly off the dartboard.
Well, that's because you can't throw plastic dots at a wooden board.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was at a bar. I was drunk.
I feel like that's a special talent to not be able to throw it right.
Well, what darts, you should do is throw
I'm
the
very,
axe.
I'm very special in many areas of my life.
Darts is a great game, though. I mean, it really, it's
fun. Really? It's like you're throwing a dart.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it's better than cornhole. You should have a dart contest.
You have a dart in your neck.
I'd agree with Ken on that one.
You can't get as many people in.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you two? Are you two still having your team in the cornhole tournament?
Yeah,
on May 22nd.
John Curtis paid.
Okay.
We're in.
All right. Okay. Good. That thing is full up. Well over. I think it's 150 teams.
Yeah, I told you. My boy signed up. He wanted to know if he could bring his own board and bags.
Yeah, we don't allow that.
Wow. Yeah, he's high tech, man.
That's legit.
Are you skilled at cornhole?
I'm decent. We played a lot during quarantine. I was with my family. There were six of us at the house, so we did a lot of cornhole. We actually did a lot of darts. That was a big purchase during the quarantine, was getting a dartboard.
Getting a dartboard.
And pool. We played a lot of pool, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not good at pool, but I played a lot. I'm better at cornhole.
You are.
And I feel like I have really hot days or really cold days when it comes to cornhole. I'm really, really good or, like, it's an off day.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I think you have to work on it. It's like golf.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like your short game.
I like horseshoes, but
there's a lot of strategy in cornhole.
You can knock people's bags off. That's a big strategy.
Curtis,
I love that one.
There is strategy involved. You can knock the bag.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would have loved a family discount for the cornhole, but I guess that wasn't part of the deal. So.
And I told you, bocce, that is the game of kings.
Oh, yeah.
Bocce, y'all, baby.
Honestly, but who likes horseshoes? Nobody likes that game.
I think there are some people. I'm like Kendall. I like bocce, but you can't do it on the beach because...
Yes, you can.
The sand?
Oh, yeah.
I've never played it on the
beach
before.
You'd have to go further down to where...
Like a hard sand, yeah.
A hard sand, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of boring.
What, bocce?
No.
Horseshoes?
Yeah.
Why? It's the same thing as basically cornhole.
No, it's not.
You're throwing a horseshoe to a metal, like...
pole
in the ground.
A damn pole in the ground.
So what's the difference?
With the cornhole, it's about...
You're throwing a bag into
a
hole.
It's about velocity. It's about arc.
Same with horseshoes.
It's like pitching.
Same with horseshoes.
It's like, you know...
Have you ever played horseshoes?
Yes.
It's the same
thing. All you do is throw a metal thing at another thing. It's not...
You got to have the right weight. You got to know, do I want to go for a double or a triple or maybe even a five flipper?
Can you spin the...
Yeah, you can flip the horseshoe. Yeah, you can flip it.
How I'm reading this is that Wiggy's really good at horseshoes, and Greg is really good at cornhole, and you guys need a little competition going.
Right.
No, I'm not that good at horseshoe. I mean, I've kind of played all the games, bocce, horseshoe, cornhole. Yep. I mean, so I think that I'm with Ken. I think probably bocce's the most entertaining out of the...
Look at this Rhode Island texter using expletives saying, I'm way off on horseshoes. It's a fantastic game.
Yeah, it is.
Guy's enraged or gal is enraged, whatever.
Lost another listener.
I know. I can't believe
today
it.
We've talked about horseshoe and the proper balancing of a nacho.
Yeah, nachos. We talked earlier, right after my lead, about the fact that climate change is causing a French fry shortage in this country and around the world.
Okay.
But if it's a French fry shortage, isn't it then a potato shortage?
I thought the same thing when I heard you guys said that.
Yes.
Right. So,
well, it's not all potatoes. You see, the rising temperatures on the planet are causing issues when it comes to growing a specific potato.
Right. Yukon Golds are good. If you like mash, you're doing okay.
Right. It's the russet Burbank. Potato.
People are suffering. People are dying.
Right. You understand?
I did not know were two different potatoes.
As I said earlier during my lead at 6:15, I have yet to really be a big guy who is concerned about climate change. This does it for me. The French fry shortage.
Right.
That potato has the most starch, therefore it is the best for French fries. So Curtis is right. You know, the other potatoes in the potato family.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, where do potatoes grow?
On a farm.
But where?
Out of the dirt.
Huh?
Out of the dirt.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah, they're right, like corn. But I didn't realize that there were different potatoes to make different things. I understand there's like... I thought a potato...
Was it just a potato?
Well, yeah.
We got potato. Your sweet potatoes. Yeah, that's a big one.
But if you say we're having a French fry shortage, aren't you then having just a potato shortage?
I agree with you, but I understand what Greg is saying. It's a specific kind of potato for, I think you said steak fries. Is that what it is?
I'm not saying it. Greta and the scientists are saying it.
Greta and the scientists.
But it's all fries, though.
Okay.
You know what potato we could get rid of if I were president tomorrow? Fingerling potatoes. Total waste of time. Not worth the effort.
Oh, they're great with a pot roast.
I feel like if you roast them, they're good. Like if you're having like a chicken or some kind of dinner
You have
that.
To cut them in half.
Yes.
Put butter and salt.
Are those
small season
potatoes?
Them.
Yeah, the small
the really
butter
small
and
ones.
Salt. Hold the fingerling.
Yeah,
old bay potato chips. Got me.
I was listening earlier, and you guys seem to have mixed opinions on sweet potatoes. I do love a good sweet potato, like sweet potato fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah,
but it's
not a fry. It's like a dessert.
But the regular,
I think that's why I like it.
That's probably why you like it.
The regular potato. When you had your lead, I'm thinking, okay. Then that means there's a shortage in just all things potatoes. But like you said, the Yukon Gold mashed potatoes.
Right.
Potatoes. Can't you make french fries out of those?
No.
No. I mean, you could.
You could, yeah.
But they wouldn't be as good. That's the issue. They're not as starchy. That's the problem. That's why you go for the russet Burbank.
Oh, so there's a specific potato to make fries.
Right. And that,
I feel like it also depends how you're cooking the potato, too. Like, if you want, like, fries really crispy, if some people like them a little more
what
soggy.
What do you prefer?
I like when they're really crisp on the outside, but they're softer on the inside. Yeah. But, like, it's that, like, quick flash fry.
Do you dip your fries into anything?
Yes. I'm a ketchup gal. I know that not everybody's a ketchup person, but I like ketchup.
Yeah.
You need something. I don't think anybody just eats fries without dipping them into something.
Some people do.
No, that's inhumane. To be locked up for that one.
Well, I like fries in mustard.
Yeah, that's fine. You got to dip fries
in
something.
What about fries in mayo?
I'm fine with that. Fries are meant to be dipped.
What if you guys ordered fish and chips? Would you ever dip a french fry in tartar sauce?
I would never
sauce?
Order fish and chips.
Yeah, I've seen people do that
I'm
before.
Not a fish
I've
and
seen
chips.
People do the tartar sauce, too. My brother does that.
A lot of controversy on the text line because Wiggy said corn and potatoes grow the same way.
I mean, out of the dirt.
Right.
On the farm.
He's way incorrect on that. That's right.
Well, how do potatoes grow?
Potatoes grow in the ground.
And then they sprout up. Same way as corn,
no,
right?
They grow in the ground. The corn, the stalk, corn stalk grows up.
Okay.
And the corn is picked,
so potatoes,
picked off it.
So potatoes, when you grow potatoes, are they beneath the dirt?
You ever buy them and you have to wash them?
Yeah.
Because they got dirt on them?
So they're beneath the dirt?
Yes.
Then.
All right. Yes.
All right. Well,
that's how that works.
I mean, you know what? I'm sorry. When we had our farm in East Boston, we didn't grow potatoes.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's up, Mike?
Okay, I got a little bit to say, but I just want to start it off with this. The whole Brady Belichick thing. Now, everybody gives credit to Belichick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, does anybody criticize Belichick for the Super Bowl 52 loss?
Of course. Curtis does all the time. Everybody does.
I'm a person of one that does that.
No, I'm with you on that one.
All right, so I'll make it here. 0-1, said Brady went to the Super Bowl. I'll give Belichick the credit for drafting Brady.
Okay.
But 2003, 2004, who else did Brady have on that team besides Troy Barrett and David Givens to throw to? Most likely nobody. David who?
Corey Dillon. Pretty good.
Yeah, Corey Dillon was pretty good.
Okay, he had a running back. I'm talking about wide receivers.
Hey, who turned Corey?
What is Brady going to do to earn the respect that he made that team? He made Belichick. That's just the way it is. That's a fact.
Who turned Corey Dillon?
Another team.
I can't even talk on my own show. I'll just stay. I'll hang up. I'll hang up and wait for your response.
Of course you're going to hang on because you guys just power down and always just bow to Belichick. Okay. Who was the success in Indianapolis? Peyton Manning, right? Did Tony Dungy have all that success? Or was it Peyton Manning?
Well, I think Tony Dungy had a hand with drafting Marvin Harrison,
well,
Edwin James. Okay, but, you know, like.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. But who was the successor on that field? It was Peyton Manning.
Yeah, on the
field.
Peyton
Manning goes to Denver. He does the same thing. But Brady, he goes to all these championship games, no receivers, no offensive lines because of injuries, even against the Jaguars, when Rob Gronkowski got knocked out cold with a concussion, he goes on, he takes him right to the Super Bowl. And then in the comeback against Atlanta, the greatest comeback of all time. Like, how does that get done without Brady in the field? Win six championships with Drew Bledsoe? Do they win six titles with Bledsoe?
In the comeback game, you kind of need Dante Hightower to make that strip sack fumble.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
That was
Ryan.
Pretty big in the comeback game. So, you know, there were some plays that Brady made. I don't think anybody's taking the credit away from Brady, right? But the biggest question is, you know, when you think about at least here, now we know Brady has had his success moving on, but at least here and there, six championships, where would you lie the percentage on who is more?
Just, the guy, can I talk now? The guy just mentioned 03 and 04, they had incredible defenses.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for that? Bill, not Tom Brady. I mean, the Rams Super Bowl. I mean, that was defense.
That's true. And, though, just to bring this full circle on the Edelman debate,
yes,
there was a lot of good points made yesterday afternoon saying that Hines Ward had all these extra catches. He played more right. often. And Edelman and the Patriots averaged over 12 wins a season during his career. So that means they were very rarely trailing deep in the fourth quarter, which is when other teams against prevent defenses get junk stats to the receivers because they're not really trying to prevent you from catching the ball. They're preventing you from scoring. So I think that Edelman was hurt in large part because of the team's success,
yeah,
that they weren't throwing the ball late in the games. He wasn't getting the easy junk yards that other guys were getting.
But I think, I know we're up against the clock because we've got to get to trending, but I think you could look at your lead this morning, Curtis, in a different way. Your lead was about how, you know, everybody nationwide hates the Patriots, and there ought to be more New England dynasty, Patriots dynasty players in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And it's because of hate. I think it's more because Bill was able to win all of these titles with guys who weren't Hall of Fame players. He was, when it came to stats, that he...
I think,
in my opinion, Willie McGinnis is a Hall of Fame player.
Yep.
Okay.
Right? So when you say Belichick was able to win without Hall of Fame players,
it's the next man up thing.
I think, too, it's Bill has been able to build Hall of Fame quality players. Like, or like you look at Brady, he's obviously going to be a Hall of Famer, obviously, without question. Yeah. But he's able to do that sort of like borderline with Julian Edelman. He's able to take people that were drafted like seventh round and create greatness out of them. Like, you look at Julian Edelman, and like, I love Julian Edelman, huge fan. But, you know, he was a seventh round draft pick. He's a smaller guy as far as football players go.
Yes.
And like, he was able to make him great, where we're talking about him, like, is he a Hall of Famer at this point?
The list of guys who were, you know, mediocre elsewhere and come here and experience greatness, Welker's a great example of that. Ninkovich is an example of that.
But there are less of those guys. And see, I think that's the problem. There are less of those guys, right? Everybody instantly goes to Julian Edelman. Okay, Julian Edelman is one. Well, Rob Gronkowski was rated pretty high coming out of college. He had back
Bill
issues.
Drafted him, by
right,
the way.
Right, right. No, Bill drafted him. Willie McGinnis, we know he was drafted very high. Richard Seymour, Ty Law, when you think of Teddy Bruschi. Vince Wilfork, Teddy Bruschi, what he did in college. Like, I guess the narrative a lot of people have is like, Bill coached like Scribini's.
Right.
You know, like,
well, Rodney Harrison should absolutely be in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Right.
He has he's the only player with over 30 sacks and 30 interceptions.
Right.
Like, he's a definite, that is one guy that without him, I don't know if that those second and third championships are won. He was the heart and soul of that defense.
All right, we got to get to Ken on what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. And some tough news for you, Greg. You're going to need a new financial planner. Bernie Madoff has passed away in federal prison at the age of 82.
Oh, so he never got out, which is right.
Yeah. Good day.
Excellent HBO film on him, though.
Awesome.
That was well done.
Was that the De Niro movie one?
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. De Niro did a great job playing it.
How many billions did he swindle total?
My God.
Jesus. I mean, a lot of people never recovered. They never got that money back because he spent it all on his wife, too.
And the vast, vast majority of the people that got totally swindled were charitable endeavors that he just ruined.
Do you buy that Mrs. Madoff never knew anything
not
about what he was doing?
Second.
Not for a second, right?
No.
She lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, in Tom Brady's old house, and got away scot-free in the whole thing.
And his sons were in on it too, right? And they claimed they didn't know. Or...
Yeah, well, one of them committed suicide.
Yeah, right.
The other died of cancer.
But they ruined a lot of people's lives.
But in the end, karma always comes back and gets you in the ass.
Yeah.
Good karma for the Boston sports teams yesterday. Three wins. Sox, Bruins, Celtics all spread through the day. Red Sox started off with a 4-2 win. They've won seven in a row. Snowy Target Field. 2-2 in the eighth. Bobby Dahlbeck, your guy, Wiggy, coming through with an RBI double.
Bobby D.
And Devers smashed his fifth homer, absolutely mashed it in the ninth.
Yeah.
And Matt Barnes got his first save. Doubleheader today. This is a big day for you, Greg. 2 7-inning games all day. 1:10 pregame to probably 8:30 tonight. Just clear the calendar.
Is Will going to be on the pregame? I like listening to Will.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. Mutt checks in with somebody. It's usually Will or Lou.
What time's the first game's at 1? What time's the second game start when they do doubleheaders?
12:30 a.m.
30 minutes after the first game.
Is it okay.
So you have time to make lunch and then watch the next game.
Talking to Mutt earlier, he thinks tomorrow's guest host is really going to surprise.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Kendra Middleton from New Hampshire.
Okay.
I know nothing about her, but Mutt is putting in a vote for her.
Uh-oh.
Which could be bad for her.
Curtis, leave Mutt alone.
Justin Fields pro day today.
Yes.
Patriots are there in full effect.
Now, are Patriots there?
Except Bill. I shouldn't say full
effect. Are they there because of an interest in Justin Fields, or are they there to talk to the Niners about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Good question.
What is your guess, Wiggy?
They're an interest in Justin Fields.
Sure.
Yes, this whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing, look, that ship has sailed a long time
ago.
But
you said earlier that if the Patriots went, that would mean that they weren't interested.
But guess who's not there? Belichick. Playing chess, not checkers.
Worst news, though, Wiggy, the Falcons are there. So that means they're in the quarterback mix at 4. So somebody else is going to go at 4.
Yes. Belichick is playing cornhole, not horseshoes.
I feel like, too, there's value in just checking him out and seeing, you know, who takes him and what that competition could have. Like, there's, in my opinion, there's not really a downside in just checking him out.
But why doesn't Bill go? Still, no Belichick there.
Chess, not checkers.
Yeah, I think
Wait, hold on. I want you to explain this. How is this chess?
Well,
not
I got to go back to Ken's point. I am concerned with Atlanta. With Atlanta being there, I am concerned with them being there.
Okay, why isn't Bill there?
Oh, because Bill is he's on the Vineyard or Tucket, one of those islands.
Oh.
Him and Nike.
You're not more concerned.
No days off.
You're not more concerned they're going to use the Niners terminology and run their plays.
Nope.
You're not more, but I Curtis asked a good question. Like, if Bill is that interested, why is Bill not there?
Josh there?
Just answer the question about
yes,
Bill.
Josh is there.
That's all that matters. Josh runs the offense.
Okay,
he's the one that's kind of taking the reins from Belichick as far as what he needs. That's why he was at Mac Jones. I know Bill was there, but that was more to have dinner with Nick Saban.
But Josh wanted to draft Lamar Jackson, and Bill wouldn't let him.
Well, that was a few years ago when he had Brady. Now Josh's voice is much louder in that room.
Who vacations on Nantucket in April?
Belichick, clearly.
Isn't Why not? Why not?
If you got that type of bread, Curtis.
I think he's probably in Florida.
We're out of time. That's what's trending.
Yo, yo.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
On the show, Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins at 9. And the guest host tomorrow, Ken Laird, is
Kendra Middleton from Dirty Water TV, Nesson, UNH grad.
Okay.
And we're not quite sure. You, I think, contacted. Did she contact you? I don't even know how.
I think she. Did she DM the Instagram DM?
Yeah.
And then Friday.
And then Friday is Celie Godwin from Nesson After Hours.
Okay, and that's it.
And that's it.
That's it. We've had an abundance of riches when it comes to guest hosts. It's going to be very difficult to decide who moves on to the finals.
We do not have a guest host shortage.
That is true. That is correct. We have a French fry shortage and a ketchup shortage at the same time in this country. Elizabeth, excellent job today.
Thank you.
Before you go, any questions for us? We've asked a lot of questions this morning.
All right. Well, I'm actually going to play a quick game with you guys.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you two truths and a lie about me, and I want you to guess which one is incorrect. So
I don't believe any other guest host has brought their own WEEI pen game in.
Yeah. DC kids are smart.
So would I win a WEEI pen if I get this correct?
If you give me a WEEI pen, you can win it.
We will give you a parting gift of a pen. That is your in lieu of pay.
How about
today.
You can win some chocolate chip cookies?
Okay.
And
all right.
Even if you lose, you can still have
by
chocolate
the way,
cookies.
How were the chocolate chip cookies?
Very good.
Great?
Yeah,
they are
great.
Yeah, I would say that they're Now, I'm not saying that just because he's sitting here. The one thing that makes the chocolate chip cookie takes me over the edge, good chocolate chips, which he had a lot of them in there.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a lot.
I mean, is there such a thing as bad chocolate chips?
People don't
not
put
enough.
It, not enough. Okay. And the texture. I like the soft chocolate chip cookie. Not right when it comes out of the oven. So I do like that. But even a day later, they're still soft. And those, she said she baked those yesterday, and they still are soft. Where most people, they're like hockey pucks.
Yeah,
I hate when they're like hockey pucks.
Yeah. I hate people who cook their cookies to the point of them being hard. Like, they should be chewy.
Yeah, right. You need them to be a little chewy. And they continue to cook on the pan a little bit, so.
Okay, so how does this work? You're going to tell us.
So I'm going to play two truths and a lie with you guys. So I'm going to tell you three things about me, and you guys have to guess which one is incorrect.
Okay, all right. Which one is the lie?
Yes. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, first one. My wingspan is taller than my height.
Your wingspan is taller than your height.
I wasn't prepared for math.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So essentially that means if I were to open my arms and like go vertically, it would be taller than how tall I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next one is that I hold my high school record for the most goals in a lacrosse game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Male or female?
Female.
Okay, female.
Jesus, Greg.
Wow, it's got to get specific with the rules.
I love the specifics of it. And third one is Jimmy Butler once called me short.
Jimmy Butler once called you short.
I know. Wiggy goes first.
Wiggy?
Okay.
Did you guys write down your answers?
Yeah. No, I'm just writing them down. Which one is a lie?
Okay, so I'm going to say the lie is that she scored the most goals in lacrosse in high school.
Yeah, okay,
that's my
Wiggy
pick
doesn't
too.
Think that you look athletic at
no,
all.
No,
that's,
no.
That's nice.
No, because do I get to give an answer on why? Or am I just...
Well, I know you want to because somehow her game has been made about you. So
no, no, no. Do I answer these questions, all three of them at once?
Can you agree with Wiggy?
I agree, yeah.
Curtis?
Yep, me too.
No, I think it's the wingspan is taller than your height is the lie.
No, that's true. Her wingspan is taller than that. Okay.
Did everybody put in their guesses?
Yep. Final answer. Yep.
Okay. All right. My wingspan is longer than my height.
Darn it.
It was the lacrosse one.
It was?
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
See, if you were listening to her.
How did you figure that out?
If you were listening to her, she said when her younger brother was out there playing football, she was doing backflips, and they asked her if she would be willing to cheerlead when he was playing like youth football.
Uh-huh.
So then that let me know that she probably did cheerleading in high school and not lacrosse.
Remember when Wiggy said on the show that cheerleaders weren't athletes?
Yep.
Ooh, no, I forgot about that.
I never said cheerleaders. Don't get it twisted.
I can be wrong on that.
Yes, you did.
I said swimmers.
No, you didn't.
No, yeah, you
said
cheerleaders.
Go back to the
you're
tape.
You're fraudulent.
No, I said gymnasts and cheerleaders are
no,
athletes.
No, you're fraudulent.
No, I'm not.
Fraudulent.
Have you
tape.
Watched cheer? Cheerleaders are athletes.
Don't listen to them. They're just trying to get you all riled up here. So, I said swimmers and marathon runners weren't
breaking.
Athletes.
I am a marathon
Wiggy
runner,
hates
too.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah, well, they're
Wait,
not athletes.
Have you run Boston?
Well, kind of. So last
as a
year,
bandit?
Well, no, not as a bandit. But last year, I was supposed to run Boston with the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation, and the pandemic happened, so I had to run it virtually. So I ran my first marathon virtually, but
everybody cheated in the virtual thing.
I did not cheat, and honestly,
everybody did.
No, did not cheat. Okay. I mean, trained for 10 months. You had to kind of overcome all the adversity of like being a month out from the marathon, doing all your training, stopping, restarting.
Uh-huh.
And I ran it in 3 hours and 36 minutes. Yeah. So I was pretty proud of myself.
My daughter did it virtually last year, and I ran, I believe, 5 miles with her that day. So.
Wow.
3 hours. That's
Five
pretty
miles,
good.
Didn't you just get mad at Wiggy?
3 hours, 36. Thank you.
Didn't Greg just get mad at Wiggy for making this game about him?
Just pointing out that I can be an athlete if I need to be. Hmm. That's all.
No, well, I wasn't making it about. He said that I didn't think she was a good athlete because she was. Yeah. I said lacrosse was a lie.
Yeah.
But I was listening to what she said. That's why I knew.
Well, I'll correct you a little bit because I did play lacrosse in high school. I was good. I got the best all-around player award, not the most goals. But I just chose cheerleading. I was a little more passionate about it. And if you were to ask my dad for my two biggest accomplishments in life, I think he would probably tell you me playing lacrosse still has that photo in his wallet of like my portrait in my uniform and that I got one wrong on the math SAT. Like, I've done a lot more in my life since then, and those are still the two things that he talks about.
You only got one wrong answer on your math SAT?
I did.
Wow.
I mean, it was a long time ago. I don't know if I could replicate that now.
Because a perfect score is 1,600.
Nerd!
I only got one right.
Did your dad go to...
We can relate.
Did your dad go to every one of your lacrosse games?
Yes. Yes. Oh, and he came to a lot of Celtics games when I was cheering there. He comes to a lot of Revs games. Big, big supporter all around. Awesome.
What was it? So what's the score out of that? Because the perfect score is 1,600 on the SAT, right?
No. So it's 800 per section. So that's 2,400. Or at least when I took it, unless the versions have changed.
All right.
Wow.
Well, listen, it's been great to meet you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
We will be in touch. And we got to take a quick break. And then we'll come back and get to the crossover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.